Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This guy has a split-second period of time to make these kinds of decisions. That's what these police officers are faced with. And you can go into a courtroom, and we can spend 5 days trying this case. But that's not what he had. He didn't have the opportunity to sit down for 5 days and figure out whether or not he should use deadly force. He used the totality of the circumstances as he saw it at the time, and he reacted consistent with his training. Now, having said that, do I think he's going to win? Hell no.
Shout the battle cry.
Stacey on the right, Stacey Washington joining us this morning. Stacey, that was a Chet Pleban on the Glover show yesterday responding to these murder charges down in Atlanta. Just wanted to give you some context there.
Right. So in response to all of the drama that was in that, I mean, I just was listening horrified. I actually was in the car. I got in and I switched over to 97.1 and I heard the press conference being broadcast live. And I was like, what am I listening to? And then I realized what was happening. And I just knew, I was like, this is going to be really bad, because I just spent some time with a police officer that I met through a friend. We just happened to be at an event together. And she actually shared with us, I mean, she actually broke down how difficult it has been for them, the treatment they're getting, it's like torture for them, because they're public servants and they've not killed anybody. What is being missed here is that the majority of police officers not only have never discharged their firearm, they're not involved in violent escalation. Some of these environments are very volatile and hard to police, and those officers have the worst, toughest part of the job. Most police officers don't have those interactions. So to be routinely accosted, screamed in their faces, have people insulting them and calling them killers and murderers and threatening them, these people are under such an extreme amount of stress, it's unbelievable. So, you know, when I hear that this press conference is going on, I thought, not only is it not going to end well, we're seeing a exodus of police officers. They're resigning, they're taking early retirement, they're leaving, and the recruitment numbers are abysmal. Who's going to do this job if we turn every police officer into the poster boy for the horrible actions of those people who killed, Floyd? They're not all the same. And what's most interesting about it, Mark, is that as Black people, I can speak for myself anyway, it's the worst thing when I see someone looking at me and then they just basically follow me around the store. I'm not a shoplifter. I don't need to shoplift. I don't have a compulsion to shoplift, but I get followed around the store. Or other times where I've been treated a certain way, and it's clearly because I'm Black. And then after a little while, when they realize I'm not the person this stereotype says I am, and there are lots of stereotypes about Black people, and Black women specifically, I could go into detail, but it's not appropriate for radio. It sucks. It leaves you feeling tainted and like garbage all day.
I'm sure it happens.
You know what, Mark? It's the stereotype. And so for people who don't want to be treated like that, for us to turn and say, you know, Black America say to all police, you're all horrible and you're all crap. You know, Mark, that's the worst. That we don't need to do that to get the point across that police departments in Minnesota probably need a lot of reform. They have a lot of corruption there. But not all police departments have rampant corruption. And not every officer-involved shooting is an act of racism. And Black people are not more likely to be shot by cops than white people. And so, you know, I was watching last night on social media. They're saying, you know, all of these police officers walking off the job, you know, all 500 calls in backlog on 911. And I was thinking about the innocent people who are receiving their repercussions for this protest movement, which is really a huge chunk of the protesting that's going on is geared towards impacting November's election. It has zero to do with George Floyd or the guy in Atlanta, any of it. These are just useful pawns. And I know that someone's going to email me hatefully because they heard me say that. And you know what? God bless you. I'm not reading your emails because I don't care what you think because I have no idea who you are. And if you want to get your opinion out there, go do 10 years of radio and bust your butt, write hundreds of articles, do thousands of interviews, and then maybe Mark will interview you and I'll email you a scripture and a blessing instead of a hate mail. Okay. That's for everybody who's preparing to email me.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. You know, meanwhile, and I'm anxious to get your point of view on this, Stacey. It's really important to me. Your buddy, Sam Page, and I'm jokingly saying that in St. Louis County, unelected county executive Sam Page, who's running, wants to be reelected, right, to that, wants to be elected for the first time to that position, puts out a tweet yesterday encouraging people to email him with any street names that might offend him. Now, I had no idea that Dorset Road was named after somebody that at one point apparently owned slaves. I didn't know that. I never even thought about it. I doubt if most people have thought about it. If they want to change the name of Dorset Avenue to something else, that's fine. But at the end of the day, does that fix the problem? That's what I'm interested in getting to here.
Okay, so first of all, thank you for being about the real issue here. We have some issues in St. Louis County. We need some good leadership. And Dr. Page, who is the interim county executive, and he acts like he's been, you know, elected many times by a majority of Missourians or St. Louis Countyans, and, you know, he's got a mandate, which he does not. He's always looking at the stuff that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Dorset is called. Most of us don't care about the origins of Old Bonham Avenue or any of the Creve Coeur. We don't care that used to be a French name or Spady Lane that we're all pronouncing it wrong. We don't care. What we do care about is our homeless issue that we have going on, the mismanagement of the federal monies from the CARES Act, the mismanagement of our taxpayer dollars in the county, the fact that people in North County have to drive by huge piles of trash that they've been reporting year after year after year, the fact that the county is ready to approve a living facility for people who are basically addicted to drugs. It is a commercial facility, and they're going to put it in a residential neighborhood. And hundreds of the people in that neighborhood keep begging St. Louis County, the county council and the executive, not to approve this because they're actually going to put a parking lot in a residential neighborhood and have people coming in and staying for a week, 90 days, 120 days, people being committed to this facility. You can listen to all of this on the St. Louis County Council. They have their meeting on YouTube. You can also Zoom in every Tuesday. Mark, these are real problems. Can you imagine in your subdivision a drug addiction center coming in and converting a house and putting a parking lot up and having these people, you know, coming in and out? Can you imagine that the county would let that happen to you? So, look, Dr. Page is not the right man for the job. I don't know who is. I don't know if Montavani is. I've heard a lot. I'm still looking. I'm still listening to see, you know, I know he's got some great endorsements and some great people behind him. But people, pay attention. You are never going to turn onto Dorset Road, and if it's named something else, all of a sudden have some tax dollars back in your bank account be threatened by these stupid decisions. But if you reelect Sam Page, you will have to put up with these care facilities coming into your residential neighborhood and him thinking about what streets are named instead of thinking about how to handle our homeless problem or unincorporated St. Louis County. You know, those people down there, they have some real needs and they keep coming to the county council and begging for someone to just care about them as people. But since they don't live in Maplewood and they're not in Clancy's district, or since they don't live in, you know, wherever, I think Sam Page is in Ladue or Creve Coeur, wherever he lives, they're not in one of those nice neighborhoods where those people live. And I live in a nice neighborhood. You guys know I'm not into jealousy or envy, but you should also care about the people who live in different neighborhoods from yourself if you're going to be in public office. So, you know, you asked me, Mark. I don't have anything against that man. I don't think about him when I'm not on the radio. I don't have a vendetta, but he's horrible. And the fact that he's actually pandering by talking about the names of streets instead of dealing with the real issues the county has, I mean, I just don't know what else to say. Another example.
Well,
come on.
Thank you for bringing it back home, because that's a great point that's happening right here in St. Louis County. Stacy, I'm out of time. StacyOnTheRight.com. Thank you as always. We appreciate you. Thank you for giving us some time today. Good stuff there from our friend Stacy. StacyOnTheRight.com. Quick break here. Small Business Showcase coming up. Illinois GOP Chair Tim Schneider after the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.